First, you will have to install Microsoft Intune Company Portal from the public app store. Now that the app is installed, let's open it, sign in, and begin the enrollment process. This step shows us what we're going to do to access the company portal, which involves enrolling the device and making sure it is compliant with the company security policies. Tap Begin. This screen informs you of the benefits of enrolling your device, like getting onto the secure network and access to the corporate apps. Tap Continue. Okay, this is really important information. This page tells us exactly what the company can or can't see on your device. The company will not be able to see your pictures, the location of your device, or web history. The company will be able to see the model of the device you are using and what OS it's running, and the device name. Click Continue to kick off the enrollment process. This breaks down into two steps: installing the management profile and trusting the remote management service. Tap Enroll. Now that the app has opened up the Intune web portal to download the management profile, give it a second to grab all of the data. Once the management settings are downloaded, the company portal takes you to the settings screen. Tap Install to continue, and you will be asked for your PIN or password. If you don't have a passcode, it will ask you to create one. Tap Install again to confirm. On this screen, you will want to select Install and then Trust to enable remote management. Once it finishes installing, you can click Open to return to the company portal app, where it will now check to see if your device is compliant with company policies. If your device doesn't meet one of the policies, the company portal will prompt you to adjust your settings. Now that we know you're compliant, you can use your device to access the network and other resources.